You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Council and Immigration New Zealand are allowing anti-trans campaigner Kelly Jane Keane Mitchell, aka Posey Parker, to enter Aotearoa and hold a transphobic event in Tamaki Makaurau this weekend. I spoke to Ahi Wihongi, National Coordinator at Gender Minorities Aotearoa, about why Posey Parker entering Aotearoa is a danger to trans people. Why is Posey Parker entering Aotearoa a danger to trans people?
I think that the interesting thing about Posey Parker is that she isn't someone who simply pretends to be a feminist. She's stated very openly that she is not a feminist. She is someone who is very closely aligned with neo-Nazis. She's appeared on shows alongside the Proud Boys and has documented links to the Proud Boys, which is a fascist group in the USA, and they are classified as terrorist group in New Zealand. And I think that she's here to promote more than just anti-trans sentiment.
National and ACT MPs in particular have defended these events and Parker coming into the country, stating that we need to protect freedom of speech. What do you think about this argument?
My question would be, how are we protecting the freedom of speech of things like drag story time, which are being shut down by these far-right groups? We've had armed neo-Nazis show up at drag story time in Ohio in the US and shut that down, and now it's starting to happen here. There's a group in Christchurch which is very much aligned with that, who have been trying to shut down drag story time there. We've seen drag story time being attacked in Auckland and down south. How is the freedom of speech of these people being protected in comparison with these neo-Nazi groups and far-right anti-trans campaigners who are trying to claim freedom of speech?
Aotearoa has seen an increase in sort of far-right and anti-LGBTQIA plus movements, particularly after COVID-19. So what would your personal calls be for Aotearoa to better protect vulnerable communities targeted by hate groups?
Yeah, that's a complicated question. It's really important for people to understand that at the moment in the US, these, like Posey Parker herself and also similar anti-trans campaigners, together with neo-Nazis who show up, you know, waving swastikas and things, at the moment there are armed gangs of neo-Nazis in the US hunting trans people, and there are also laws at the moment. They're trying to pass laws to completely ban drag in Ohio with a view to eventually completely banning trans people. We don't want to go back in history and see the, you know, like in Nazi Germany, they were using the public nuisance laws to stop trans people. We don't want to return to fascism. Fascism isn't something we want for this country, and there's a very close alignment between these groups, not just an ideological alignment, but like literally links between these anti-trans campaigners and neo-Nazism and fascism. And I think it's really important to understand that what they have in common, and including the very far-right fundamentalist religious groups, what they all have in common is gender essentialism. They want women back in the kitchen. They don't want reproductive rights. Posey Parker has campaigned against abortion rights. It's all connected. All those groups there, you know, they are trying to enforce gender essentialism, and I don't think that we want that for New Zealand.
Thank you for that. And I guess, what do you think then, the sort of lack of action about protecting vulnerable communities and allowing people like Posey Parker to speak says about how the LGBTQIA plus community is treated here in Aotearoa?
I would like to think that it's naivety on the part of those politicians who are not taking this seriously. I would like to think it's naivety rather than an alignment of values. Fingers crossed.
Did this decision and sort of politicians and I guess the council and Immigration New Zealand's sort of downplaying of this, did this surprise you at all?
Well, Posey Parker is a UK citizen and we are a colony, so it's not surprising that she is able to come here. But given her well-documented links to the Proud Boys and the fact that they are, the Proud Boys is classified as a terrorist organisation in New Zealand, we thought that there might be, you know, we hope that it might be taken a bit more seriously. I'm sure that they have their processes that they go through when they're deciding these things. So, no, not surprised.
How has the, I guess you could just comment on the people that you're around, how has the trans community and its allies responded to this event going forward?
Yeah, I think that people are worried. People have some really genuine fears, fears of violence, because we have seen, you know, we have seen so much violence at the hands of these sort of pro, you know, these neo-Nazi, white supremacist, anti-trans sort of conglomeration. I think people are very afraid, and people are angry, and they don't want this sort of thing becoming normal in New Zealand. We have seen what that looks like overseas in the UK and the US. Like, we see what that looks like, and there's so, you know, literally armed fascist gangs hunting trans people. People are really scared that that's going to be what ends up happening here. And the other thing that people are scared about is that the other side of how this is done, of how they achieve that sort of anti-trans climate, is legislating against us. And, you know, that in Ohio, obviously the people in Parliament, politics, are trying to push through banning trans people, banning drag. People are concerned that that will happen here. And if politicians here do have an interest aligned with those fascist and anti-trans campaigners, you know, I think that that's something that actually everybody should be quite concerned about.
What would your advice be for people if they want to condemn this decision and or show their support for trans people in the wider rainbow community? What can people do to have their voice heard?
Overall, I think it's much more important to have a strong show of support for trans people, and to do that in your everyday life, and to do that in our workplaces and in our schools and, you know, in our society. That's the really important work that needs doing. If everybody understands trans people as part of the community who deserve the same human rights and the same care and respect and right to live and be who they are, yeah, like, the best thing people can do is also, besides just that stuff, it's understanding the issues. And I think that's one of the very difficult things. It's quite hard to explain it, and it's quite hard to understand all the different political parts of how all of those groups that seem quite separate, you wouldn't think people who might call themselves feminists would be aligned with neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and so it's quite complex to understand how that all fits together.
Thank you so much for that. And that was all the questions that I had, unless there was anything else you wanted our listeners to know.
Actually, it's just that it's hard not to get really upset when you're talking about this stuff.
Because yeah.
Such a huge threat, and it's such a lot for people to get their heads around, you know, how that works with laws and politics, and it's scary that people, you know, we know that trans people have been assaulted at anti-trans campaign sort of events in New Zealand, and you know, there's a threat of immediate violence, and we worry a lot about that threat, especially against young people who will show up to counter-protest, and they will show up, they'll show up to try and demand that they have a right to exist. You know, they show up to assert that they've got a right to exist. And then you've got international professional campaigners who are there to incite violence against those people. So it's quite an unfair ground. They're not standing on equal grounding. And so we have a lot of fears, we have a lot of concerns for, like, the safety, especially of young trans people who are protesting, as well as just more broadly.
And that was Ahiwi Hongi, National Coordinator at Gender Minorities, about why Posy Parker entering Aotearoa is a danger to trans people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.